And switching gears a little bit, it seems in the past election, there's been a lot of surveys out postmortemly saying that, oh, if more people had known about the Hunter Biden laptop, they would have voted differently. What's your take on the role of social media in that?
Well, look, a lot of people do pay attention to social media. On the other hand, many other voters don't. Clearly, the folks that pay the most attention to it are the younger generations. Folks in the younger generations, in their 20s, for example, they don't vote in as high a number as do older Americans. You know, the most votes you get are from people in their upper 50s and 60s. So it might not have as big effect on those voters, but I think on younger voters, yeah, it could have quite an effect, and it could change minds depending on what kind of information comes out.
And now looking at this upcoming election, President Trump, former President Trump, is currently the front runner in the Republican Party. He's calling these indictments against him election interference. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, I've written a lot about these indictments using both my background as a lawyer and my background in election law to look at them. And I have to tell you that the federal indictment in D.C., the indictment in Georgia, the indictment in Manhattan, all of them, I think, are spurious indictments. They are not based on valid legal grounds. I think the only indictment that actually has some legs to it is the indictment down in Florida involving the supposed mishandling of classified documents. But as you and I both know, it seems to actually have increased support for the president. That's what the polling shows, because I think people are looking at this and they think this is actually political persecution of the president.